Hello, we're currently standing on, I guess, what is essentially a beach, at the side of Loch Lomond, looking out over the lovely loch and the lovely mountainous view. There's gigantic mountains, there's a column of smoke coming up from across the other side of the loch. Hopefully that's nothing too ominous. This is citizen journalism if it is, so it's, I win either way. It's just really lovely. Weather's lovely. It's very bright.
These are the kind of days where everyone takes pictures of Scotland because it's, like, gorgeous out.
I think we've hit again. Like, last year, we got, like, the 1 week in Scotland when it was nice, and I think we've done the same this year. It's just a very pretty view, which is why I thought, rather than take a picture, I will record some audio.
It's beautiful. Come to Scotland.
Yeah, and I mean, even Glasgow. We stayed in Glasgow last night. Not as grim as I'd been led to believe. Who'd have thought?
I told you it was lovely. I like Glasgow.
It was. I was careful not to say anything too sectarian. So it was rather pleasant. We did stay in a rather nice hotel because it was super cheap. Ideal or something on that. So
we're going to drive through the rest of Loch Lomond in Argyll National Park today, and then we're going to go to Oban, and I'm going to taste some whiskey, and James is going to look confused while I taste some whiskey.
I don't drink, and that's useful because I'm driving as well, because my worry is that, can you get drunk off the fumes of whiskey?
No.
Because I've never had any alcohol, so if I was to get pissed off the fumes and then drive, that could be fatal. That's good. We will be exploring more later on. I mean, I'm hoping to theme this visit around by-elections, as I think there was an Argyll and Bute by-election relatively recently. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's just, I just know the name from somewhere else. But more booze later.